Do you know which city in the San Bernardino Mountains had their main grocery store roof collapse during the unprecedented blizzard this past winter? And what city boasts their vision to provide water, rest, intermission to people to rejuvenate in the mountains, a place to vacation, enjoy God's creation? And what city has a 24/7 prayer room? If you said Crestline, you are correct. Their Goodwin Market's roof collapsed during the snowstorm this past March. It collapsed during the snowstorm this past March, and the Mountain Prayer Center provides a quiet place to reserve for prayer. Let's lift up this community that went through so much this past winter season, asking God to restore, revive, and rejuvenate the churches and ministries. Father, we thank you that your word in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 says, "All praise to you, God, our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, you are our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. You comfort us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort, God, you have given us." Father, we lift up the churches in Crestline. Lake Gregory Community Church, Pastor Dan Stipp, a non-denominational background with Campus Crusade for Christ, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini Parish, Reverend Neil Fuller, Crestline First Baptist, Pastor Bill and Debbie, Crestline New Life Fellowship Church, Assembly of God, Pastor Matt and Tracy Shorey, Twin Peaks Community Church, Pastor Mike Wisner, Mountain Hope Center, Pastor Kristen Williams. And we also lift up the Thousand Pines Christian Camp and Conference Center that exists to help people see, know, and experience God. And then we also lift up the Jubilee Mountain Fellowship, an outreach to help local people do a homeless outreach, a prison ministry, a youth and a young adult program, food ministry, and weekly Christian fellowship. They get volunteers and plug them into donors that can support the needs of the community. We lift all of these people up, God, and we ask that pastors would pray together. There would be unity among believers, revival and awakening in each church, labors for the harvest, creative ways to help those battling with addictions, especially the methamphetamine that is prevalent in that community. Support and prayer and transformation for those that are facing abuse, that they would get healing and deliverance, a decrease in the meth problem, replaced with a desire for the things of the Holy Spirit, intercessors to rise up and claim the city for God, that the Lord would move in such a mighty way that would be in the news, the changes that occur, that for growth to happen internally and externally, the Word of God would be revered and taught, a hunger and thirst for righteousness, ministries would reach the community, enough laborers for the harvest, effective discipleship training, that the Bible that they teach would train and equip the people to do the work of the ministry so that the leaders are not doing it alone, that everyone in their churches find a place to work and find a spot to use their gifts and talents, that altars would be filled, people would be reconciled not only with you, Father God, but with one another. And that for the leaders and ministers in all these ministries, that they would have a time alone with you and balance it with their family and ministry and possibly even work. Strengthen the marriages, the families, help the congregations to be generous, fill the camp and bring more volunteers for this beautiful ministry in Jesus' name.